Oh, shit.
Yeah. By the beach, boy.
Shit, motherfuckers got a new studio now.
Welcome, everybody. This is Talk the Walk Podcast. We're your host, Ken and Derek. All right, let's get started. Yo, it has been an off season for us.
Yeah, it's been a string of bye weeks for the podcast. You know, we got renovations and shit. Still not doing background checks on the interns, but, you know, we got a lot of shit going on in studio.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Got some new interns, but like you said, no background checks, no drug tests, no nothing. Actually, my intern is passed out, standing up right now in the corner, and he's leaned over backwards.
Shit's crazy.
Shit's wild.
Some question, what's his job? What, you know, does he have an effect on the pod?
I guess we're gonna find out. I have a little buzzer, you know, the little shock collars.
See?
You know, whenever I need them, just like
it sounds like a OSHA violation.
I mean, you know, when he's getting paid on the table. You know, apparently he just wants some cheese and crackers and fucking.
We got a fucking rack of topics.
I mean, yeah, we do. You know, last time you guys heard from us, I believe Lamar Jackson might have just signed. I don't know if we covered that yet, but yeah, Ravens did sign him right before the draft started, so that was good, but. Moving on. So one thing I do want to cover for anyone that listened to last season or that knows me and Derek personally, Trey Lance got traded to Dallas.
Yeah. Right. Which to it.
I found it funny because it's been irritating for me this past week or past, you know, yeah, past week because there's a lot of people coming out and they're like, you know, that San Fran lost somebody good. He was such a good guy. And, you know, the locker room loved him. Look, motherfucker. Seriously. That's great. Great guy. All that shit. He looks like he's in his 40s with his hairline.
See.
But that doesn't translate to wins. And that doesn't translate to him being healthy the full season. Blah, blah, blah. And I think if he wasn't a number three pick, in the, you know, a few drafts back, he would be the third quarterback on Dallas, just like he was in San Fran. But being that he's getting, you know, set to make $9 million this year or whatever, which is more than Cooper Rush, they might have to just bump him up to second string. So what are your thoughts on him going to Dallas?
Oh, I fucking love it. You know, he's now Texas Trey. I mean, we could just go on ahead and these Texas Trey. You know, he's young as shit, and he is a top pick now. You know what the scouts saw? Who knows? Those are probably the same people that scouted Zach Wilson. You know, he fucking went high, and Baker went high, but I mean, Texas Trey, he hasn't really had a lot of starts. He hasn't had. Granted, when he was on the Niners, it was easy to criticize him. No, his trash ass lost to the fucking Bears. But now that he's Texas Trey, you know, it's different. It's different now. What's shocking to me, though, is, you know, the Niners' willingness to just deal him like they didn't have, you know, a wide receiver at quarterback against the Eagles in the playoffs. Like, they, you know, that the injury bug was real. There was something in the water over there. And yeah. They were just like, oh, back up? Fuck him. We got Samuel Darnold. Because, you know, his fucking resume looks fantastic.
No, I do think it's funny that, and this started last season after Trey got injured. And Brock Purdy took over and just – or even when Garoppolo was there. And a lot of people were making videos or posts or whatever going, you know, San Fran could have had Justin Fields. And this is after Justin Fields has shown what pretty much what he was, you know, his past few years. And y'all motherfuckers are acting like he's this proven quarterback that's winning hella games. Like, that's the comparison I found funny.
If you're talking about fantasy games, Justin Fields does win fantasy games.
But we're not, because fantasy does not win you the chip. It does not win you your division. It has nothing to do with what you're doing in the NFL. Maybe he has his own fantasy league and he's like, oh, yo, I'm killing it. I'm killing it. But, yeah, you know, you didn't win the division, not even fucking close. Matter of fact, y'all motherfuckers had the first pick if you didn't, you know, trade it away. But, like, when people try to say, oh, they could have had Justin Fields, like, okay, so the fuck what?
No, I mean, the idea of Justin Fields being on the Niners is pretty insane, though, because his skill set is ridiculous, and it kind of – that's what the Niners thought they were getting when they got Trey Lance. So, you know, it would have been – it would have been a sight to see, but, I mean, a lot of teams – Fields fell down the draft board. A lot of teams passed on him. So I just feel like, you know, maybe the Niners were just comfortable moving on from Texas Trey, because when you look at your depth chart and you see Samuel L. Darnold, you just feel secure. Like, you're like, okay, well, I know if Purdy doesn't make it, I know Darnold will take it to the promised land.
Well, I think it also has to do with scheme. So, yeah, I'm glad you're calling in Texas Trey, because, you know, when they drafted Trey, when the Niners drafted Trey Lance, you know what it was? It was the corniest shit. Trey area. Like, can you at least rhyme something? Can you come up with something that rhymes or something that's catchy? Trey area was so fucking corny. And I saw it so many times, and I was like, oh, my God. Y'all realize, like...
No, Texas Trey's a rap name. He can put out a demo, you know, because, I mean, apparently that's a thing now. You got Anthony Richardson trying to get into the rap game. But, we don't have to get into that.
I mean, we'll get on Anthony Richardson in a second. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, you're happy that he's with Dallas, but, I mean... Do you really see Dak throwing so many picks that they say,
yes, I do.
Fuck this. Yes, Trey, I do. Get in there and throw some picks.
I mean, I really do feel like Dak played like 12 games and led the league in interceptions. That's a big deal. I mean, that's, I know, wild. It's easy to be like, nah, they made it to the play. The defense did a lot of that. And yeah, he's good. I'm not saying Dak's bad. He just turns the ball over a ton. And, I mean, there were some pick sixes that the Niners dropped in the playoff game that would have really made that score look worse than it actually was. Like, he was gifting the Niners the ball in that game. And so the fact that Jerry Jones was like, yeah, let's get somebody in here. That's the only time Dallas has ever done anything to put pressure on Dak. Like, that's the only move they've ever made.
What did you think about Diggs getting on Dak?
Calling him a bitch. You know, yeah. I agree. Look, he's going to play like a bitch. Somebody's got to call it. And I know Diggs was tired. I can only imagine how many picks he gets in practice. Like, Diggs is probably picking him off every drive. So,
too bad he dropped that against the Niners.
I mean, it don't matter. At the end of the day, it don't matter.
I'm just saying.
It don't matter. But you know what? You know what? There's a lot of stuff going on with Dak. As you know, Dak found out through the same way we did, through ESPN and shit. And I just wondered, like, is it supposed to be any other way? Like, is Jerry Jones supposed to text Dak, like, hey, we're about to sign Trey, just to give you a heads up. Is it okay? He led the league in picks?
It's no different than, I guess, teams having a starting quarterback and them drafting somebody that – kind of like with Aaron Rodgers, and they brought in Jordan Love or something like that, or, you know, it's kind of like light that fire under him, like, yeah, you better get your shit together, whatever. Hopefully, maybe, you know, maybe it turns shit around for him. I don't know. Either way, y'all aren't going to get a ring anyways, regardless. So it doesn't really matter.
You know, it'd be cool, though. You already know the scenario that would be cool, though, in the playoffs.
They lose to the Niners again. That shit would be money.
And then it's right around when Texas Trey drops his mixtape. And he gets injured
that game, too.
And he starts because Dak can't stay on the fucking field.
And he gets injured that game, and then everyone's going to be like, that's why the Niners got rid of his ass. Because he got injured. I'm telling you,
I just feel like 1 year of Purdy is just not enough for me to be comfortable. I would not be comfortable as they are.
I was thinking that, like, you know, maybe it was because, you know, a lot of people have really good rookie years and then they have that sophomore slump. I was kind of thinking about that, and I was like, then I saw him in preseason play a little bit, and I'm like, damn, the offense really hums with him under center. And then, you know, when he's not there, the other QBs kind of look a little lost. Trey more than Sam, which is I can see why they put him at third string. And I'm wondering if that's going to look the same when he's in Dallas. But I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think he's going to be third string.
The season starts this Thursday coming up. So I know everyone's been waiting the past 10 years for the season to start back up. And, yeah, but – back on track, you mentioned Anthony Richardson a little bit, you know, a few minutes ago. So I listen to other podcasts, you know, if I'm at work, I'll listen to like the Niners podcast or some other ones about football and this and that. And they mentioned a QB list. I forget who came up with the list, but it was like the top QBs in the NFL right now. And your typical ones were going to be like Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen in the top three.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Lamar Jackson's in there somewhere.
And Hurts and Herbert.
Jalen Hurts. But then they had the nerve to put Anthony Richardson at number like six in the top 10 quarterbacks. Someone that hasn't played an NFL snap. And this is like prior to the preseason. So I'm like, yo, why are they even... are they going off his college film and then assuming that he's going to do great in the NFL? And then they're like, well, you know, he obviously has a cannon for an arm because he hit the rafters, whatever, during the combine. And I'm like, that just showed me that his ass is inaccurate. Like, motherfucker, you couldn't hit that receiver downfield without hitting the fucking rafters?
Hit the cooler?
I'm like, motherfucker, just keep it down. Like,
he really doesn't have that much college tape either. You know, I feel like the Cam Newton comparison is thrown around so freely and people act like Cam Newton didn't run the table in college first. You know, I feel like even Vince Young had better college tape than Richardson. Richardson really did not play that much. He almost has like a Trey Lance highlight tape where it's like a couple games, a handful of games here, and then they just went into the draft. And then all they keep saying is, oh, well, he's so big and he's so fast. But that really doesn't mean shit if you can't throw the ball. You know, and I know the Colts, of the teams that were drafting high, the Colts would probably be the better offense to go to because, shit, those motherfuckers in Houston and the motherfuckers in Carolina are not blocking they're not blocking shit in preseason. So, you know, in the regular season, I don't know if I was on the medical staff or if I was like, you know, the coordinator of the CTE development or whatever, I would be on those two teams because it's only a matter of time. So if we're going to do CTE watch, because I do think we started that last season briefly.
Tua's going to be still on the top of that list. Tua is number one on the top of the list. And I'm a little worried about that shit because I'm like, you know, you see how well they did, like Miami did, you know, up to midseason, and then he got knocked the fuck out. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you can the medical staff was like, yeah, he can go in.
Right.
He's good. He can fucking say the alphabet.
Right.
And then I feel like that's what it is. Like concussion tests in the NFL are just sobriety tests. Like, can you walk a straight line? Can you lift your foot up this high? Can you follow my finger without moving your head?
Can you move your fingers without them, without throwing up gang signs involuntarily?
Like, see, I wasn't even going to say that one. You took it too far.
Not because I've done a couple fantasy drafts, and I just feel like people are very optimistic on Tua. And, I mean, maybe they know something I don't, but, yeah, he's definitely on the top of the list for CTE watch. But Bryce Young is right there, and so is Stroud. Like, they were getting dealt with at practice when you're not even allowed to hit them. They were getting dealt with. So, and then in preseason, nobody fucking blocked. And that's supposed to be when your line looks the best. So, yeah, I definitely think those two are on CTE watch.
I wouldn't say that. You're still getting shit together. You know, everyone had their own little vacation or whatever. Some teams had a longer vacation than others. But, yeah, preseason's when you got to work out all the kinks. So I wouldn't say that's when they look the best. Because, one, it doesn't count. So do they really, really give a shit? Not really.
I mean, if you're playing it, because, you know, Bryce, the rookies typically they'll have a game where they'll play, like, you know, three quarters or whatever. And so I do feel like if you're playing in the second, third, fourth quarter of a preseason game, that shit matters. Like, you're playing for a job. That matters. And if you're still not fucking blocking, then that's just a sign of things to come. And so, I mean, I'm not wishing anything on these players. I feel like it's coming off like...
I mean, it sounds like you're...
It does
you're,
kind of sound like that.
It sounds like you got, like, almost like a Deadpool going and, you know... Instead of people dying, you got people getting CTE or getting.
And why don't they have that? You know what I'm saying? Why don't they have like a plus 500 on? They don't have CTE like Tua.
No. I'm not talking about like official, like go on fucking DraftKings or something. Like, all right, Tua's.
Right.
Plus 2,000.
So it's got to be like one. 10 games max.
You put $10 down, you can have $100,000 if Tua gets knocked out week one. But
if you pick the quarter.
Yeah, that's still yet to be seen. We'll find out this coming week on how these offensive lines really are. But I want to go back to the Colts for a second. What do you think about Jonathan Taylor? Wanting more money, requesting a trade, whatever, like, and nobody's picking up the phone.
Jim, because the Colts are asking for some crazy ass shit. They want like a first rounder or multiple first rounders. And I mean, if we're being honest, McCaffrey ain't even get that. So I don't understand why they would think that Jonathan Taylor would get a first round pick, you know, especially coming off having the injury history and stuff like that. I just don't think that he would get one. Not to mention how motherfuckers are unemployed. Like Dalvin Cook just got employed like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And then no running back can seem to get longer than a 1 year deal.
Right.
You know, I mean, Jacobs crushed it, but Saquon, they can't get more than a year. And so, yeah, it is kind of jacked up that the Colts at first were like, yeah, no, we're not going to let them look for trades. And then they saw Dalvin Cook unemployed for a long time. And then they saw the Saquon and the Jacobs contract. And they're like, oh, no, you're good. Go ahead and find somebody. Go ahead. So it is what it is. I don't think he's going to finish. I don't think running backs are going to finish their careers on the same team anymore. Like, I think that's done with.
Yeah, it's very possible. That could be done. Yeah, speaking of running backs, and you mentioned Dalvin Cook a couple of times. Seems like the Jets got him the same day that they activated Breece Hall from his injury from last year.
Yeah.
Do you I still think, because I know I mentioned it last season, I think the Jets are probably going to make have 10 plus wins.
Yeah. I mean, some people say that Dalvin Cook got signed because Rodgers doesn't fuck with Breece Hall. I don't know. Right. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know if it's play style. Maybe it's something personal. Maybe he wouldn't join him in the dark room. I don't,
I don't know.
Weird with Rodgers. You never know. If he don't fuck with you.
I don't know. Maybe it could be those, younger, older players just aren't seeing eye to eye, which brings me to my next thing. So, Matt Stafford, I guess his wife might have mentioned that he doesn't seem to be connecting with the younger generation. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, it's kind of crazy. You know, he said, they're all on their phones and shit, and, no one wants to talk and have breakfast with him. Now, granted, I do think it's weird that him and Cooper Kupp, they ate out every day together and stuff like that. But then when you win a Super Bowl, I don't know why more quarterbacks and receivers aren't eating out together every day, because they did that, and then they went out and he led the league in receptions, catches, and touchdowns, or yards and touchdowns. And so, yeah, maybe they're not down with that kind of shit.
Maybe Cooper Kupp might have told them that Stafford tried to put a finger in his butt.
See?
And was like, yo, don't go out to breakfast or dinner with him, because he might try to put a finger in your butt.
I'm pretty sure that's not it.
And then, they're like, you mean like Hezbollah? And then he's like, yeah, just like Hezbollah. And so the whole arm, it's just a finger, though. And it's just like, damn. But speaking of...
I don't know why you still got beef with Hezbollah.
Speaking of things going in butts. So Henry Ruggs, his case finally came to a close. Well, not a close, but I guess to... a certain point where he actually got sentenced. Henry Ruggs, for those of you who are not caught up with the whole situation, a couple years back, he got all fucked up and crashed his Corvette, I think it was, yeah, and killed a young lady and her dog. And yeah, it was a horrible event. Yeah, and he ended up only getting 3 to 10 years.
Yeah,
for killing somebody.
Right, because the car caught on fire with the dog in there.
No, it's wild. You know it's a wild fucking outcome for that case when even O.J. Simpson's like, damn, that shit's fucked up. That shit don't add up. Because he did.
Damn, that shit
did. He did come out with... I'm mad because he did come out with a video.
Not say that.
Yeah, he did. He came out with a video and was like, something ain't adding up. And he was like, 3 to 10 years for murder. And he was like, but then you got a guy like me who was sentenced 9 years for trying to take his shit back, his memorabilia. Because I don't know if you remember seeing that case. But
yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
And he was like, and that was my own shit. So him getting less time for killing somebody is out of this world.
So he got 3 to 10 for a hot dog.
I'm so mad. I always forget how much of an animal hater you are.
I'm pretty sure that was on the list of charges. Because there was a fire in the dog. They said that the reason it was 3 to 10 is because it wasn't two people. It was a person and a hot dog.
Yeah. Well, either way, so when he was sentenced to 3 to 10 years, before anyone else had to comment, you know, he was approached by a reporter for, I guess it was, hold on, who was it, you or was it?
Oh, shit,
it was him. All right. So, hey, is it all right if I say your name? He must be, okay, so I'll just, he doesn't want to be named, is my intern over here. I had to shock him awake real quick, but he ended up asking Ruggs, you know, if he was scared about going into to serve his sentence. And you know, here's Henry Ruggs mic'd up getting ready to go to jail.
Oh, man, I ain't worried about jail, man. What you sound like a bitch.
Bitch.
Jail? Shit, man, I don't give a damn about going to jail. They can take me to jail.
Take me to jail.
Lock me up.
Throw away the key.
I ain't afraid to fuck somebody in his ass. This fool is...
Oh, shit. Shit got real.
Dude, you gotta get ready to go in. That's how some people get ready different. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you did hear that once he got in there, he jumped up the draft board for the prison league.
He definitely did.
Like, he jumped the draft board up for the prison league. But believe it or not, he's in jail. He's actually a two-sport athlete. In jail, he's actually a two-sport athlete because there ain't shit else to do. It's jail. So, he did jump up the draft board in the NFL. But for the basketball side, there was a bit of an argument. Because somebody had a spot on the team, and you know, he was attempting to be point guard, and believe it or not, he did keep his mic on while it.
Oh shit!
These motherfuckers was just mic'd up in jail. Like,
I told you, he's not afraid to put something up his butt. Like,
right, motherfuckers. Motherfuckers were just mic'd up in jail because why the fuck not? You know, nowadays do whatever in jail. So he was mic'd up. I mean, it was a heated discussion about, you know, who's got the spot in the on the team. But I don't know. Anyway, this is the mic'd up argument from the cell block for the basketball team.
I already had the spot. You was the motherfucker that was just in there, nigga. You was just in there.
That we're not talking about the people that's supposed to be.
I wanted to kill you, my nigga. I didn't. Wanted. I'm like, yo, you're a point guard. You haven't got a chance. You didn't have a chance.
But I did.
You're a point guard. You didn't have a fucking chance in the world, nigga. You still don't got a chance.
Yeah. He said he wanted to kill him.
Yeah, I heard that. That was pretty brutal. I am sorry.
Didn't even apologize.
You know, that's just...
It's rough, man. That's, you know, a lot of people don't know how it goes down in there, but when you're a two-sport athlete, you know, some of these teams been around for 25 to life. You know what I'm saying? Some of these players got their contracts 25 to life.
Yeah, it's crazy because you figure after all that, like, he went from not giving a fuck going in jail... And then a motherfucker, you know, saying he wanted to kill him over that. And then, you know, it seems like he went downhill pretty quick. Because I think this was all in a matter of, like, 2 days of being in jail. And unfortunately for himself, or not for us, he kept his mic on. Like, when it was lights out... Like, it was crazy. No. Like, it was lights out, and turns out Henry Ruggs decided to keep his mic on. I don't know. It doesn't seem to sound muffled because it's not in his prison wallet. But, and I do want to apologize for those that this might affect. But this is Henry Ruggs. Later on that night, after finding out that someone wanted to kill him in jail over some basketball. Gotta feel for him. Music and all. That must be a silly.
See.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Oh. Oh.
Don't look at me.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I am so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't realize how bad it was, but you got to feel for the guy in jail. He's going through some shit. But,
See.
Yeah, that's wild, man. I feel psyched. I don't feel bad. If I can kill somebody, it'll be out in like
and a 3 or 5.
Yeah. See? He'll be out in 3 to 5. He'll be all right.
And on good behavior, he'd probably get out sooner than that. But, you know, while we're on the topic, motherfuckers getting arrested. Oh, it wouldn't be an off season unless someone on Dallas Cowboys got arrested. And sure enough, Sam Williams coming through. Because if there's one thing I know, is just like we don't do background checks, Dallas doesn't do that shit either. And it's
why would you? You know? Why would you?
It's starting to look like the Eagles don't do that shit either. And it seems to be working out for them. Because they didn't do that shit either. And they got a couple people that wouldn't pass a background check either. But yeah, so Sam Williams was arrested. You know, controlled substance, whatever, possession. And so he was so Jerry Jones actually joked around about it. This actually is real though. He had a gun on him, whatever.
What do you mean it's real? I don't understand. What do you mean?
Because normally when we say a motherfucker jokes around, it's you know, like they're joking, it's not a real thing. We're joking. No, but he was serious. He actually said, well, you know, it was only 34 miles over the speed limit. Not as bad as last time when it was 66.
Right. He didn't kill nobody, did he?
No, he got arrested 2 times for speeding. And technically, I feel like speeding don't count unless you kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't.
If you're not killing somebody, you're not speeding, right? That shit's just fuck that.
Like what the fuck? So he was speeding. Who gives a fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't count until you kill somebody. So he was just speeding, not the typical, you know, Dallas arrest during the offseason. But the drugs and the gun, that is about par for the course. So yeah, that was just, you know, that was just a side thing. So my question is, when this happens, should teams discipline their players like they do for sports betting?
No. Honestly, they shouldn't even discipline them for sports betting. Like, if you look at, like, the past few examples that they tried to set with sports betting, motherfuckers weren't even betting on football.
Right.
They were betting on what, like, women's sports or fucking tennis, right, or some shit.
So you're betting on fucking WNBA games, and you get a season of suspension, but, you know what I'm saying, you're speeding, drugs, and guns. Nah. You're good.
Like, well, because if you think about it, like, if you take away a lot of that, if you discipline a lot of players for that shit, then like the law is like state law, government, whatever, is already, that governing body is already punishing them. So, and we've said this numerous times last season, was that it does, if it doesn't affect their play on the field, I really don't care. I don't care. That's why 90% of Dallas fucking, they have domestic violence charges. Nobody cares, dude. Nobody gives a shit because, and maybe they, so like, with like T.O.'s fucking Hall of Fame vote where he didn't get voted in right away because of his personal issues with that people have with, you know, T.O., that's some bullshit. It should only go down to what you do on the field. And if they're fucking balling on the field, then shit. They already got arrested or whatever. What, you gonna take their paycheck away too? The fuck?
Yeah. So then
it's
you're
not fucked. Like he's. It's not like he's. It's not like he's killing anybody. Or now, if he was at the game, fucking selling drugs to fucking fans on the sidelines or whatever, then I'd be like, all right, yo, you're kind of fucked up for doing that shit.
Yeah, but he shouldn't get a game for that.
What are you fucking doing? Like, what are you doing fucking selling drugs to kids on, you know, at your game? So that's one thing. But if you're already getting punished by the police or whatever, then just let that shit go, man.
I just feel like the rules are just, they're just weird. And I feel like the sports betting in particular is very weird because, you know, they can't bet on shit. Yet, you know, those are big sponsors of the league. And somehow it's like, yeah, you know, they're bringing revenue or whatever, but no, you can't bet on any of these games.
I think if they're betting on football, it's totally different.
Right.
If they're betting on a game that it's almost like announcers. Usually they don't talk about the game, or if they're, I don't know if you've ever listened to a podcast and that podcaster is calling that game, so he won't talk about it on the podcast because he's calling that game, so he doesn't want to seem like he's biased to whatever team. So,
right,
similar thing. If they're betting on a game that they're about to play in, then yeah, I'd be like, yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Or if they're betting against the team that they're on, then yeah, I would be like, yo, you like get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Right.
But if he was betting on himself, fuck, man. Just let him bet.
If you're fucking doing drugs, just do drugs. Like, who fucking cares? As long as the cup's clean on game time or whenever the cup's presented. Technically, you don't have to be clean at game time. Whenever it's presented. As long as it's clean then, who gives a fuck?
Even then, like, with drug testing and shit, as long as you don't got a needle sticking out of your ass or fucking a needle in your vein in your arm or your neck or whatever in the locker room and someone's like, yo, like the intern right now, bro, can you put that away?
You know what, though?
Hold on. This motherfucker got a needle in his neck. Hold on. Bro, can you take that shit out?
You know what, though? One of the suspensions I never really cared about was performance-enhancing drugs. Like, I do feel like if you're getting that suspension, then you're trying. You're trying to enhance your performance. And so I've never got mad at players for that shit. You just did it on the wrong week. You did it on the test week. You should have timed that shit a little better. But
I don't know.
That to me seems like they're trying to go above and beyond for their team. And so I support that. Performance-enhancing drugs, 100%.
I do think it's funny how a lot of players that have been tested were like, I don't know why. I don't understand why I got tested. Motherfucker, because you're fucking benching a fucking car. Like, yeah, that's not
James
normal.
Harrison, yeah.
Like, you, that shit's not normal. You're jumping 10 feet in the air.
Right.
To fucking save a cat out of a fucking palm tree. Right. What are you doing, dude?
Your fucking heart stop. Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, we're going to test you, mother. You're a liability right now. You're fucking shit stopped. Like,
so, yeah, I guess you wanted to bring that up.
Well, no, I thought we were just talking Hamlin, about
DeMar Hamlin, he had cardiac arrest last season against the Bengals. And yeah, that shit still kind of gets me. Like, first of all, I think it's funny.
Like,
no, I think it's funny how people
cardiac arrest shit, man. That shit's funny.
No, I didn't say. Did I say it was funny?
No, but you were laughing.
Nah, I mean, maybe I might have chuckled, but I didn't laugh. But I do think it's kind of funny, like how many people were like, you know, just trying to milk that shit for everything. And you know, anyone that listened to last season of us, check out Sympathy Olympics. That's when we talk about the whole DeMar Hamlin situation. Anyways, like that shit, everyone was all like sympathy Olympics and all this shit, but now it's kind of like, all right, bro, you kind of soaked it up. They didn't do shit last year. They lost like first round of playoffs, so nobody gives a shit. Congratulations, don't die. Because if it happens this season, hold on. If it happens this season, motherfuckers better not be crying. Because, you know, everyone, I did think it was funny. Everyone's like, it's more than just a game. And then, like, you had fans outside the hospital, like, they were his family or some shit. See? That shit was ridiculous. Like, no, you can tell how many motherfuckers didn't have work the following day. For the following few days, like, what are y'all doing waiting outside the hospital? He's not gonna go out there and be like, thanks, guys. You really helped me pull through. This isn't a fucking movie. Like, that shit might work in the movies where everyone's lighting a candle at the hospital, you know, on the ground floor or whatever.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, I feel like, you know,
I hope he pulls through. See, you know, our prayers helped him. No, motherfucker,
I already see what time you're on.
And then they made a big deal about this whole shit about, he was cleared to play and all this shit. Look, motherfucker, if you fucking die on the field again, these motherfuckers better not stop that game. I hope those fans that went to that game got a refund or something. Because, you know, it's all fun and games when everyone's like, oh, you know, it's more than just a game. You know, at least he's alive. You got fucking bitch-ass motherfuckers crying on the sidelines. Like, I can't believe that happened. Like they never seen no shit like that before or whatever. No, it's
because
just,
they haven't.
I'm just saying, like, it kind of makes – I find it a little funny. But, you know, there's people that legit had to save up to go to that game. And for it to get cut short in the first fucking half, first quarter, it's like, yo. I mean, I guess if you're a Bills fan, it was like, whew, we dodged a bullet there. Because they were going to get fucked up. They're going to get fucked up.
No, I think my problem, the whole thing happened. My problem is just, I mean, I think at this point, of course, we're glad he's healthy. That's great. You know what I'm saying? Fantastic. But why do I got to continue to see him all over ESPN notifications just for making the team? Like, DeMar Hamlin made the team. Like, why the fuck would I give a fuck? And, you know, it wasn't until that notification that I knew that there was such thing as co-backups. Because they said, oh, DeMar Hamlin made the team, and he is a co-backup with the other motherfucker. And I'm like, no.
So he's third string.
Right. Y'all motherfuckers just didn't want to say he's third string.
He's so the backup's backup.
He said he's fucking co-backups. There's no fucking co-back. You can't send two motherfuckers in there.
He's the third starter.
Right, and he can be as good as he wants, but he's not better than Micah Hyde. Like, that's just fact. They could give him a brand new heart today, and unless they give him some speed, he is not going to be better than the starter. So he's a co-backup, and that's just my problem with it. I mean, I'm fine with him. You want to be – can't cut the cardiac arrest guy right away. Like, you can't
– pretty much – they're keeping him on there for the health insurance.
Yeah, what?
No, let's just say it how it is. No, like, there is no such
for them
thing.
Jerseys, man. People buying them Hamlin jerseys. The people that don't watch football, and they're like, oh,
"That's
shit,
what I'm talking about, though."
Fucking Hamlin jersey, yo, because I don't actually watch the team
about,
play.
Though.
But I just feel like, you know, him making the team, I don't understand why that's a news headline. Now, him starting, I'd have fucking opened the article. I'd have checked. I'd have made sure that it was correct. But him making the team, motherfucker, who cares? Who gives a fuck that he's on the team?
What if they said, like, and DeMar Hamlin made the practice squad? I think that might have been a word.
I mean, I would have tried some shit. Like, if I was a GM, you know, Like, but fuck co backup. We don't need fucking co backups.
You know, the second string dude's like,
fucking co backup. 100%. 100%.
Put his ass in the, like, this dude is gonna die if you don't just leave his ass in the practice squad.
He looked at that article like, co backup. Bitch, I beat him.
Like, for real. Like, what are y'all talking
I
about?
I fucked him up. He didn't have a single episode of cardiac arrest, and I fucked him up in training camp.
Do you think he keeps an inhaler on the sideline or something?
Yeah, I don't think that would be a thing for him. Like, I don't think an inhaler helps that. He needs the
some aspirin.
That ain't gonna no.
Like some blood thinners. Some
no,
aspirin,
man.
You know, something to keep that heart. You know.
But no, I see.
Does he have like a defibrillator on the sideline? Like, yo, hit me.
So,
like, if you see him convulse on the sideline, like he's getting hit with those fucking the paddles, like clear. And you know that motherfucker's heart stopped on the sideline.
I just know if I was on the medical staff of, you know, the Bills, I'm asking for a raise. Like, you know what I'm saying? None of these other teams got cardiac arrest. Y'all the only ones. They got cardiac arrest on the injury report. Nobody else got that. So I'm going to need the extra money to be over here.
That was another thing that I found kind of funny. Like, when people like praise people for doing their jobs. You know, you see it all the time on TV when people show like blue collar workers doing their fucking job. It's all this is amazing. So amazing. He changes that tire so fucking good. Oh, this is amazing. Oh, you get paid minimum wage. Oh, shit. But you do an amazing job, dude. And then they're like, oh, the medical staff did their fucking job.
See.
When Damar Hamlin died. Yeah. Like, you did your job, dude. Congratulations. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm glad you kept his ass alive.
The level of insensitive is mind-blowing.
It might be mind-blowing because this world has gotten overly sensitive. And maybe that's what it is. It's just that maybe it's because I'm from an era that isn't overly sensitive.
From an era where you get a fucking cardiac arrest, you walk that shit off. Or die.
Take an aspirin, motherfucker.
You die.
Like, I'm not saying cardiac arrest isn't serious, but I'm saying like
it sounds like that.
You're going back into the thing that kind of caused it. You're a full contact sport with world class athletes. Congratulations, you're still in the NFL, but I don't know. Unless you're starting, you're not gonna convince me that you're not just there for the fucking great health insurance or whatever.
Right, because at the end of the day, when the bills are due, the mortgage is due, you can't put cardiac arrest down there or CTE. They don't give a fuck. Like, do you got it or not? Because if you don't, you're going to have to fucking leave. But I'm Damar, but I'm Tua. Nah.
I am the co-backup. For the Buffalo, but like, what the fuck is that?
I'm
just
telling you, only ESPN does.
I'm mad
like
because
that. Only ESPN uses fucking words like co backup.
Isn't what he number fuck? Three? Isn't he number three?
I don't know. You know, what I mean, everybody
I
wants
he's
to wear
zero
three. Now, so he's probably zero.
I think he's number three or something like that, which that just shows what position what team he's on, the third team.
Now,
all right.
Right.
So this Thursday is the start of the season. It's going to be Lions versus Chiefs. I mean, do we have to say who you're going to pick to win that game?
The Lions versus Chiefs?
Yeah, this
the Chiefs. I'm going to pick the team that didn't fucking draft a running back in the first round. The motherfucking Chiefs.
Right.
The motherfucking Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't think there's much of a surprise there. Even though I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Lions did play them pretty well. And usually those are the games that are kind of like, oh, shit. They almost beat the Chiefs. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I do think the Lions have a really good chance at that division. I'm pretty sure they're the favorites. I mean, I haven't looked at the odds or whatever, but I'd be willing to bet that they're the favorites. But yeah, no, let's be serious. It's going to be the Chiefs. But I mean, it's going to be interesting to see some of the, you know, see Gibbs, what they're going to do with him. Because at least that's one rookie that hasn't gotten suspended. Oh, because J-Mo can't stay on the motherfucking field. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. They're an exciting team to watch, but there's a lot of questionable drafting lately from the Seahawks and the Lions. It just kind of makes you just wonder, like, what the fuck have y'all seen in practice that tells you that you needed a running back in the first round?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck?
We'll definitely see. We'll see on Thursday.
You're not taking the Lions?
Actually, you know what? I am picking the Lions to win that one. Yeah. I'm just playing the advocate at this point.
But... that did not sound like you were really going to do
it. But no,
yes,
I do
I
think...
Am, as
I think...
a matter of fact, yes, I am.
I think the game's going to be closer than you think. So, yeah, that's why I'm picking the Lions to win. But it's not going to be like a blowout win. But I think if they do win, it's going to be real close. Probably like by a field goal or whatever. But, yeah, we'll talk about the games coming up Sunday and Monday night. I know your Dallas Cowboys are coming up Sunday night against the Giants, a little division game, and on Monday night. Bills and Jets get to see Aaron Rodgers for the first time in the regular season with the Jets, which should be pretty cool. But
right. Like, I do feel like the Jets have been the talk of the off season.
Like, yeah, they definitely have. And that's why I'm hoping, you know, you get to see Breece Hall back, all that shit. Yeah, well,
Garrett Wilson will have a good year, but like, who the fuck else is over there? You know what I'm saying? Makes you wonder what the strategy was there, but
well, they also got Alan Lazard and Breece, obviously, and Dalvin Cook. So I don't know who else is on that roster at the moment. But we'll talk about that on Thursday after Thursday night game. All the other games, obviously, we're gonna go over that then too. But, yeah, I do want to kind of make a little transition back into fighting like we did at the end of last season. For those of you that watched the Jake Paul-Nate Diaz fight, any surprise there?
I mean, no. You know, no. No surprise. I mean, if you watch the videos of Nate Diaz hitting the mitts, there was nothing that said, oh, shit. He's gonna fucking take Jake's head off. Like, no, just
I don't. That's the thing is that just being good on the mitts doesn't really mean shit. But at the same time, just like depending on, you know, seeing Jake Paul fight an actual boxer and fighting MMA guys, you can tell the difference. Yeah. And we'll see if he really means what he said when he said that he would fight Nate Diaz in MMA.
Right, I definitely want to see that.
Because it's going to be different. Yeah, you can knock him down with a heavy shot because he's – I mean, Jake Paul obviously has a pretty heavy right hand. But once you get to that point where he's on the ground, if you go after him on the ground, that's more Nate's territory. And this is what I called out last time when they first announced the fight is, yeah, when Nate usually gets hit by a big shot, whether it rocks him or not, he'll usually fall to the ground. And then they'll chase after him. Of course, you see that. Another thing I wanted to bring up is like the discipline between boxers and MMA fighters. I don't know if you noticed, like a lot of if you watch UFC or any kind of MMA promotion, you'll see once they rock somebody or like, you know, person they rock falls to one knee or whatever, they usually pounce on them. Either go for that finish. And boxing, totally different. They usually see Person get rocked, they try to stay disciplined because you can easily get knocked the fuck out by a hurt person. So.
Right, unless the fight's fixed, like the Woodley fight, when he rocked Jake Paul and then proceeded to not hit him again for the rest of the round. But no, I agree. I think in that fight, though, that Nate Diaz did show that he has a chin. Like, he could take his shots, you know. And so it makes you wonder if he could have done, if it was MMA, I think he definitely has the advantage and would most likely win because he could take his power. Like, you know, considering some of those shots he was taking, I was impressed with how long he lasted. Like, he was eating him for the most part.
Yeah, and once he goes to the ground, it's over. I mean, I guess the Paul brothers did do some wrestling in high school, but that's totally different than what kind of level Nick's ground game or Nate's ground game is. So, I don't know. We'll see. We have a Canelo fight coming up soon. I can't wait for that shit. Fucking Canelo and Charlo.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
I got Canelo winning that one, and me another too. One will be Fury and Francis Ngannou.
That was more interesting because, you know, Tyson is training Ngannou. Now, does that matter? I don't know.
I don't think it does.
If because Tyson he's still had been an MMA him, fighter.
Well, not just that. If Tyson had been training him for years, then sure. But usually when in a fight, if you've only been training with that person for a couple months, second you get rocked or second that, you know, that fight starts, usually you revert back to what you know. And boxing isn't his number one discipline. He's, you know, he's got to look out for fucking kicks and fucking ankle grabs and all this other shit and jiu-jitsu. That's what Ngannou has to worry about. Now, Tyson, he's going in Tyson Fury's fucking in his element, boxing. So I don't know. And everyone's calling. I know I mentioned last season that I was a little disappointed that Tyson didn't go through with the Alexander Usyk fight. And turns out that Tyson ended up saying after that third Wilder fight, he didn't want to fight anymore. Guess he's been having problems with his memory and shit. Like, it really fucked him up. So, yeah. It's just been a little rough. So that's why he didn't go for anybody that's kind of like what Jake Paul's doing now, which I still don't get. I still don't get how.
It makes sense. I feel like Jake Paul, my thing is at least he wins fights. You know what I'm saying? It's not like Logan Paul where this motherfucker literally hasn't won shit. He doesn't win anything.
I get that.
And I do feel like Jake Paul does have a certain level of, like, it does take a certain level of skill to beat people that do fighting for a living. Even if it is MMA and even if they are a lot older and retired, you know, it still takes a certain level. You can't just throw anybody in there and they could have that same result.
But, you know, I don't know. If you ever watch any of his press conferences, Jake Paul says that he wants to be world champ. But I don't see that happening fighting old MMA fighters. Because when you look at that in the boxing world, they're not even ranked. So
right, and the closest he got, you know, because if he would have beat
Tommy
Fury, he'd have beat Fury. He technically would have been ranked. That was one of the conditions of the fight, and he was not able to beat him. So, and that was just to get on the board. That was just to get your name, you know, professionally ranked, and he was unable to do that. So I don't know if that will ever happen, but I do hope that he fights Canelo one day because he keeps calling him out, and that I would love to see that fight.
Yeah,
we'll
see. We'll definitely see.
Because that would end in knockout. So that one I would love to see. And I don't know. Well, I guess the Spence activated the rematch clause. So that's happening.
I think he should have just moved up and moved on. Because for those of you that I mean, I'm pretty sure by now everyone's seen the highlights of Terrence Crawford fucking up Spence, man. And I don't know. I know we called that shit way back before, you know, when they first announced this shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's just like everything, you know, there's levels to that shit. And Crawford's just on a whole nother level, man. Like, I don't see it being, maybe it might be a better fight this time around, but yeah, I don't see him beating Crawford.
Now, my question though, because you know, you got the Canelo fight coming up, you got, of course, that rematch coming up. If he, you know, they each get past each other and there's a Canelo Crawford super fight, who you got in that fight? Because I got Canelo in that one.
That's I have to go Canelo. I think,
but I mean,
that's when like styles make fights and everything. And yeah, Crawford's a great counterpuncher and all that. But when you got that in the power that Canelo has and the accuracy, totally different. And yeah, I don't see him.
And he, I don't see that fight happening. Get there.
Yeah, I don't see that fight happening because he would have to probably. Canelo would have to move down considerably, or Crawford would have to move up to at least 168.
Mm-hmm. And that's most likely, yeah. That's most likely what would happen.
He would have to put on a lot of weight for that to happen. So I don't see it actually happening. That would be a super fight that would be fucking great to see, but like he said in a previous interview, there's weight classes for a reason. And I think height wise and all that, but they're just got two different builds. So I don't know, man. I don't see that fight happening. If he does, though, I do got Canelo winning because you never really see Canelo rocked or, you know, none of that. You've seen Crawford hurt before.
Yeah.
Once, but yeah, it did happen. And it was against a smaller guy. So we'll see. But. Yeah, I guess that's going to be it for now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll catch you Thursday after the Lions-Chiefs game. And, yeah, check us out on IG, Talk the Wad Podcast. Got comments, questions, reviews. Hit us up on talkthewadpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, kiss your grandma goodnight. Let your dog out the potty.
Hell yeah, fucking CTE is real.
Peace, motherfuckers.